Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. First thing this morning, I wanted to summarize what I'd seen the day before as I drove southwest Kansas. First thing in the morning, I saw an area outside of Hugoton that had some fairly significant hail and ran onto fields that I did not know what it was. Well, it turns out they were potato fields, but they were close enough to harvest that they were about to desiccate them anyway, and so the hail wasn't expected to hurt those fields, even though they were beat almost into the ground. It stripped up the corn some in that area, but a lot of the wheat's very heavy in that area, and I did not walk out in the field, but it did not decimate the wheat crop in the area because the wheat was heavy, and it just stripped the leaves on the corn. But potatoes, it's a bad deal, hail with them. Barry Hittle at Hugoton, they had had 2.5 inches of rain. His harvest is over, and harvest in that area, he said, was about half done. Came back to Sublette and visited with Travis Leonard. He was going to start that day, but then with the rain, he had concentrated on planting Milo and has his Milo all planted. But he'll just start cutting wheat when it dries up after this rainy spell. Jay Garrettson is a store manager at Dodge City for Caniquit, and he thought that harvest in that area was over half done, more so south of Dodge than north of Dodge. And, of course, Caniquit is our name sponsor of our tour. Got a very nice store there in Dodge, and Caniquit has a number of used combines available. We talked about that just a bit. Visited with John Gosen at Montezuma. They have Honey Badger Farms there. They have about a third of their wheat cut, and about 90% of the Milo is yet to plant. It had been wet enough that the Milo, there was patches they were going to have to go around, and so they just started cutting wheat and did not want to mud the Milo in, and so they've been cutting wheat. They'll go back to cutting wheat while the ground dries out again to plant Milo, and then they'll go at planting Milo really hard. Gerald Oberholzen with Ines Farm is north of Sublette. They don't have any wheat, so they have been, I have all row crop, and so they went down into Seward County and cut a number of acres down there, both dry land and irrigated, and then they're headed over to Ulysses here in the next day or so when it dries out to cut over that way as well. The wheat between Sublette and Liberal was much better than they had expected in both the dry land and the irrigated. But that was the people I talked to on Thursday. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.